Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a stunning lineup. You can see just to my left and your right what a fantastic lineup we have for you this afternoon. First of all, thank you for coming, because it's a really hot day, and I saw the ice cream van on the way from the tube, and I knew that could have stopped you, but thank you for keeping on walking. Thank you also to all the teachers who are in the audience. I know there are lots of you, and you and I know there are four more get-ups to Friday. And we've hung on for 39 and a half weeks, and we know we're nearly there. But good on you for coming, thank you. I need to remind you of the housekeeping stuff. The loo's out that way. If there's a fire alarm, it's real, let's go. Phones, turn them off. And the most important thing on my list here is that the wine is being served at 7:30. Okay. Thank you so much for coming, as I said. I'm not doing the introducing of these esteemed people here. I'm just doing the scene setting and question raising for you. And then I've got the really good bit of introducing Professor Sir David Cannadine in a sec. But I wanted to just introduce myself to you. This is my school. My kids learning history in the library. We don't have any dedicated real classrooms for history. We have porter cabins, and sometimes we teach them in the library, which is where I am. Got some new windows this year, £140,000 worth of those. We're not in BSF, we're well beyond BSF. Not that it's around anymore. And children playing, learning outside the classroom, one of my favorite things. But I want to show you that's what history and children mean to me. So if you haven't met me before, I've been on lots of events, but my name is Heather Scott and I'm Deputy President of the Historical Association currently. I am a real history teacher, honest. I do teach it still. And I've been an examiner. I won't bore you with it, but I have been an examiner. I've done all the things a good history teacher should do, including attending every Christine Council lecture I could get to. I'm currently now, in real life, a head teacher. And you might think, my goodness, it must be hard to get heads. Yeah, it is, in high schools. But yeah, I've loved it. It's been fantastic, my first year as head teacher. So, what are we doing here today, and why are we trying to find out what the problem is with history? Well, we all care. It's a hot Monday night in the last week of term, and we've got this panel of people to talk to us about why history matters and what we think the problems might be. So I just put together a few little points that come to me every so often, certainly from the chief exec, from the president, from the secondary committee, who I work very closely with, about issues that have come to our finds when we see the problems with history. So, newspapers ridicule students' knowledge of history regularly. I won't name them, but you all know which one or two I'm thinking of, as to why children don't understand history and who was the most important person in history and all of that. Some people think that not enough kids are choosing history. And not enough kids are enjoying history. But if you look at the stats, more children now are enjoying history than in 1967. So what's the problem? Ofsted said the last time they did this type of report, they don't do it anymore because it's a different type of framework, that history is the best taught subject in secondary schools. And if students enjoy history more than ever before, and it's best taught than it's ever been taught, with the best generation of teachers there's ever been, what's the problem? Is it the national curriculum that's the problem? In my teaching career, I've only ever taught the national curriculum. I didn't know any different. I'm quite happy, personally, quite happy with it. It tells what I need it to tell currently. It develops skills I need the children to know. In my view, that's me talking, me as a history teacher. Is it the content that's the problem of the national curriculum? Are we not putting the right bits in, although it has got British history, empire, world wars, all of that? So is that the problem? It's not compulsory at GCSE. Obviously, I'm talking secondary here. Lots of different concerns in primary, not least of all specialist teaching. 30% of our kids choose it up against all the ologies, or the easy ones, as we call them. And we wonder now, this is a common thread that comes to us, is there a link between those schools or academies who are not doing the hard academic subjects, who are not doing history, saying to the kids, do you know what? And I paraphrase, do you know what? don't be doing that history. That's real tricky. It's real hard for you. Do this BTEC over here. It's worth 4. Is that the problem? If history is so popular, and you only got to think of who do you think you are, always on television, people's own history, and history programs, the History Channel, and so on and so on, why is it being marginalised then in schools if it's so popular? Shouldn't it reflect the needs of our learners? In the HA, what we'd like to see is a minimum entitlement for every student at secondary of 3 years specialist teaching. And for those of you in school leadership, know that'd be really hard to do currently. So, the chief exec asked me just to put one slide on and give you a few pointers of what it's truly like being a head teacher in the current climate. And just a few points. I mean, I love it. I truly do love it, every second of it. But I do have to say there are competing and conflicting constraints every single day with what we have to do in leading schools into success. We have to juggle being in a category. I lead a notice to improve school, which might be seen as being sitting on the naughty step by some people. It's a heck of a lot better than it would have been had I not gone there when it would have been special measures. So I'm dealing with that. I'm dealing with a massive deficit and more to come. Huge restructuring, redundancies. This has nothing to do with teaching, is it? Falling down buildings and so on. And at the same time, I'm trying to raise the standards for the young people in my care, which is my job. That's what I'm paid to do. And I'll do it whatever the measure. And the measure currently is 5A to C with English and maths. So I will push every single boat to hit that one. I heard an interesting rumour today which was suggesting to me that from one of my colleagues in an academy's field, suggesting to me that perhaps the next 5A to C will be English, math, science and history. What a lovely idea. But won't the results dip a little? Nothing to do with our history teaching, I'm just thinking it's a tricky subject. It'd be a very brave government that put that in. However, that's what I was trying to show you, just that this, what we have. Our worry then, as head teachers, is how to keep the true value of the curriculum against everything else we're juggling, and you can quite see why history is sometimes displaced from a curriculum when there's an ology or something else that'll give the same or better value added that the kids can access better. So I spin those plates and juggle those all the time, at the same time being a true martyr to the cause, if you like, for history, because there aren't that many geography head teachers, I find. They tend to be historians, which is good news for us. So, allow me to introduce then, I've done my little bit of setting the scene and trying to raise some questions for you. Let me try and introduce you to the chair for tonight, who's going to be leading you through some fantastic questions that we've already had. He won't need an introduction because you'll know him, but let me just give you a little bit. Professor Sir Michael, Sir David Cannadine, I'm going to say Sir Michael there, it's not, I'm giving you a knighthood there, I'm so sorry. Professor Sir David Cannadine currently lectures at Princeton University. He was director of the Institute of Historical Research from 1998 to 2003 and was the Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother Professor of British History there. He's currently running the important History and Education project, the aim of which is to create an historical record of history teaching over the last 100 years. That'll be an epic tome to read, won't it? I will love that. He's published extensively on aspects of social, cultural, political, and imperial history from 1800 to 2000, with a particular focus on the British aristocracy, urban development, and the structure of power in British towns. Issues of class in Britain, and the themes of cultural expression and ceremony both within Britain and its empire. He's well known for a number of important books, including The Decline and Fall of the British Aristocracy, Ornamentalism, and its general editor of the Penguin History of Europe series. Sorry, did you turn over? Thank you. He's a notable commentator and broadcaster on British public life, and can be heard frequently on Radio 4's A Point of View. He's on the advisory panel of the Influential History and Policy Group and has been chair of the National Portrait Gallery since 2005. How has he got time to come? It's fantastic, isn't it, that he's managed to come all this way. Thank you so much.